Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. That's what we like to do. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be looking at telomeres today. And people go, what the heck is that? Well, you have to stay tuned to find out what telomeres are all about. And we're also going to be talking about our farming methods and the status of our foods and how that's affecting us and our health. But before we get to all that great stuff in our quack report as well, big salute and semper fighter, righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer and this nation. I hope you are too. And I'm seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees. And today's devotional is from Ecclesiastes 12. Let's just sum it up in a nutshell, right? Cut to the chase. Here it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. Amen. And mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. Thanks, Frank. Researchers are using what are nanoparticles to help separate oil from water. So engineering researchers at the University of Texas at Austin have come up with a way to a very efficient method to remove oil from water. I guess this would work great for oil spills, you know, out in the ocean and so forth. They said it's a very simple idea. They take petroleum, and a geosystem engineering professor said they take petroleum and they leverage the magnetic properties of nanoparticles, and they get them to stick to the oil droplets, and then all they do is magnetize the nanoparticles, and it pulls the oil right up out of the oil, out of the water. So their research is in the Journal of Nanoparticle Research, so maybe something that will help us in the future. Last but not least in the quack report, scientists can now program living tissue. Oh, yay. New study published in the Developmental Journal of Cell says they now have a base in which they can program human cells and attempt to manipulate, well, the natural world, let's put it that way. They say it's an astonishing accomplishment, according to science, and they are able to take and really hack into the program of your living tissues and rewrite it and make it take on a different shape. That's right. Scientists have utilized a method called DNA programmed assembly, and it acts like a guide or template. So your cells have protein particles that pretty much tell it what to do. It's like a roadmap of what the cells are supposed to do.
And a lot of enzymes and proteins are in there telling the cell what to do. So what they're doing is they're hacking into that and they're changing the code or the program. And then the cell just, you know, does what it's supposed to do within the program. So they can take cells from a mouse, reprogram them to be cat cells, and then they take on the shape of a cat cell and fold and replicate and do all kinds of things like that. So I don't know. I think it's very odd if you saw a mouse with a cat head, you know, but that's pretty much what I guess they're doing. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about your telomeres. You know, how are your telomeres doing? Yeah. I wonder, hey, Frank, do you have any idea what a telomere is? Let's see if Frank knows. Come on, rock that noodle of yours. Tell me what a telomere is. He's thinking. Well, you're using them right now, actually. Well, most people have no clue. He says that they are little tiny hairs of DNA that determine lifespan. Well, yes, in a nutshell, that's kind of what they are. Yeah, most people don't know what a telomere is, but science describes a telomere as a type of cap that's at the end of your chromosomes. Mm. And the telomeres, they're made up of enzymes, protein, and RNA. So the longer your telomere is, the younger and more vital you are. So science has come close to associating the health and wellness of telomeres with the fountain of youth. And as we age, science is telling us telomeres will decrease and become shorter. So when we die, science states our telomeres are nearly all but gone. So scientists have conducted a lot of studies on how to intervene or lengthen telomeres, you know, turn back the clock. And telomeres are really, in essence, genetic material, and science is inventing ways to change or manipulate it. Therefore, science thinks our telomeres are indicators of our life expectancy and that lifestyle affects them. So we're going to check this out. Here's a quote from Journal of Better Nutrition, May 2016. They say, in 2009, researchers were awarded the Nobel Prize for discovering how telomeres protect chromosomes and our genetic material, end of quote. Well, and then, you know, their diseases are in there somewhere with regards to telomeres. According to science, you know, people, they say, that get diagnosed with cancer, apparently cancer patients have shorter telomeres on their chromosomes. Also, cancer cells do not have telomeres themselves. So studies on how stress also affects telomeres have been conducted, and they found that constant stress actually shortens telomeres, also promotes cellular aging, heart disease, and diabetes. Now, an Italian study reported that short telomeres were associated with inflammation and metabolic oxidized stress. So, and also an Australian study also found that the length of our telomeres was associated with cognitive impairment, dementia, you know, conditions like Alzheimer's. Now, the National Geographic, they reported on the health of people living in what is called the Blue Zone. We did a show on the Blue Zones, right, Frank, a while back. So you can hit the archives and pull it up if you want. But people that live in what are called Blue Zones, these are not industrialized areas by any means, but people living in these areas have better health. They have also longer telomeres, and they live longer. Now, according to the scientific research, telomeres are shortened when there is risk of things like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. So, I'm long for the break, Frank. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and take a break, and more on the other side.
I can't.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Talk.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da. Yeah, I got Frank's getting retro over there. All right, we're talking about telomeres, and telomeres are those little enzyme protein RNA caps at the end of your chromosomes that seem to influence your longevity and health, or they are affected by our way of living. So Michigan did a study. Researchers at University of Michigan found this August, really, of 2018, your diet, which is high in fruits and vegetables and whole ancient grains, along with as little sugar as possible and almost no processed salt or meats, actually slowed our cellular aging. So your diet influences that. Here's a quote from Cindy Leung, professor of nutrition, University of Michigan School of Public Health. She says, telomeres shorten in length during each cell cycle. A cell cycle is typically 24 hours. So telomeres are the DNA which are directly influenced by our diet. So there really is no other explanation other than longer telomere length is influenced by diets that are high in antioxidants and also foods that reduce inflammation. So the right foods can actually create this biochemical environment where your telomeres are preserved and will thrive. So who is at risk of damaging telomeres? Well, everyone that doesn't really eat organic whole food rich foods that contain the green leafy vegetables and the whole ancient grains, your nuts and fruits, legumes, you're going to be at a higher risk of disease based on telomere preservation. So the studies done have repeatedly stated men have a higher risk over the women because of the way they eat. Their eating habits tend to include more sugary beverages, and also more processed foods than women. So, you guys are at a higher risk of shortening your telomeres. Now, let's look at some of the foods and maybe herbs that can help preserve your telomeres, keep that length, reduce that cellular stress, and improve your longevity. There are foods and herbs that we're told can help preserve the length of and also the strength of your telomeres. So the diet that contains the fruits and green leafy vegetables along with legumes and nuts and whole grains, definitely going to help. And foods also influence your DNA for better or worse, depending on what you're eating. And that happens within 6 days. So it's not a long, long time before it starts to influence the DNA and RNA. Now, some of the main nutrients that will help your telomeres to thrive are going to be antioxidant-rich foods, omega-3 fatty acid foods, foods that have natural vitamin C and E in them, your mineral-rich foods, especially anything with natural magnesium, and also green tea or oolong tea, especially great there. Now, the Mediterranean diet was highly recommended by the health experts in the studies, and they say it helps to keep your telomeres longer, and the diet is rich in, of course, fish and olive oil and vegetables. And we're also told that astragalus root, which has been used by the Chinese for over 2,000 years, also protects your chromosome and the telomeres. So science is declaring that chromosomes with long telomere they just function better. And research is stating that telomeres represent our body's biological, not chronological, age. Here is a quote from Better Nutrition, May 2016. They say, Harvard Medical School study found that healthy diets, such as the Mediterranean diet, can slow telomere aging by an estimated 1.5 years. Women who ate the Mediterranean diet had telomeres that were 13.5 years younger, end of quote. Wow, shave more than a decade off. Tell me that again. Yeah, Mediterranean diet will do that. So the diets that tend to encourage inflammation in your body are the diets that will sabotage your telomeres. So inflammation is the killer. Here is a brief list of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the system. So that'll be high fructose corn syrup, a table sugar, artificial trans fats, processed vegetable and seed oils, refined carbohydrates, processed meats, and excessive alcohol. So if you want to shorten your telomeres, that's the diet there. Foods and herbs that help reduce inflammation and preserve your telomere length will be the green leafy vegetables, olive oil, tomatoes, nuts, especially almonds and walnuts. By the way, you guys out there with prostate issues, science has discovered walnuts are your nut of choice to help your prostate out. Also, fatty fish with omega-3 fatty oils, the salmon, the mackerel, tuna, and sardines, also great. Berries, your blueberries, your strawberries, your cherries and oranges, all going to have anti-inflammatory action in the body. Pineapple, flaxseed, your willow bark or meadowsweet herb, turmeric, and astragalus root. Awesome stuff to have. So if you want to live longer, you have that power right now. Yeah, you can exercise that power right now. Yep, you don't need a note from your mama or you don't need approval from the president. You have the right now to do this. So according to things that can shorten longevity, and utilizing the foods that can actually preserve it, well, that's a whole lot of power that everyone can exercise right away. So we can avoid many processed foods by eating as much as our food as possible in its original packaging, okay? So instead of apple juice with a lot of high fructose corn syrup, how about just an apple? The pectin is going to be excellent for the bowel, especially. So when we want to remove a lot of cellular stress off the body, it's going to go a long way preserving our longevity and the telomere length on our chromosomes. Toxin removal is really a way that you can reduce cellular stress and really promote better health overall. So you want to learn how to do that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have their organic whole food organ cleanses. These are herbal organ cleanses. They have immune boosting and formulas to reduce metabolic stress and help support the metabolism. They also have the astragalus root as well as their pain and anti-inflammatory formulas there that do contain your willow bark and meadowsweet herb. So give them a call. Call Apothecary Herbs to order or for a free product catalog. Number is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you want to visit them online, thepowerherbs.com is the web address, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. People just think all herbs are the same, just like they think all salt's the same. Couldn't be further from the truth. If you want a professional strength formula, you need to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. It's a game changer. Thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Yep, it'll rock your world. Absolutely. All right, we're going to be talking also about our foods and why it's almost a necessity to have supplementation now because of what's going on with our food sources. And I know you guys are smart out there, savvy as can be, that you've known this, especially, you know, if you're in the older generation, baby boomers already know this stuff pretty much, especially if you're in the agricultural communities and you have your own gardens, you know the difference between our commercially grown stuff and what you're growing. Absolutely. So basically, because of the way of our agricultural setup and how they're growing foods for the masses, America is really dirt poor, you know, because if you don't have rich soil, your plants aren't going to be rich in nutrition. So if we put our ear to the ground, we may hear the earth say to us that the dirt is poor. I refer to soil that supports us in a lot of numerous ways, because without healthy soil, we can't expect to have healthy foods. We have substandard foods when the soil is not healthy. It can't sustain good, healthy nutrition and foods. So we know what we should be doing as good stewards of the land. I mean, we're told that in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And we need to grow organic and change the way they're planting crops and how they're harvesting. Let the land rest, rebuild its minerals. And people have noticed this lack of flavor in their commercially grown fruits and vegetables for sure. So when you compare the organically grown apple, let's say, to a conventional one, the organic has much more flavor, crispness, vibrant color, juiciness than it does compared to the commercial one. Commercial one doesn't even taste like an apple. You notice that? It's like bland. It's like no flavor. It tastes like, well, the closest I get to it is watered down lettuce. You know, that's what it tastes like. Now, in 1900, our great grandparents, get this, they ate 131 pounds of homegrown vegetables. Americans today eat over 400 pounds of vegetables and 275 pounds of fruit every year. See the difference? So we're eating three times what our ancestors ate. And why is that? Well, when we come back from our break, I'm on point. Here's Frank. Not long this time. We're going to talk about it. We'll be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
corner. It's where you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting. But who am I to tell Faye where it's supposed to go with it?
And we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about what's going on with our commercial foods. What can we expect health-wise out of what's going on with the foods they're growing? You know, here is a quote from Henry Cantwell Wallace. He's a professor of soil at Iowa State College of Agriculture. He says this: nations endure only as long as their topsoil, end of quote. Ain't that the truth? Well, here's some reports according to Scientific American. Our soil, U.S. soil, is severely depleted from modern agricultural practice. So the mass production of food has really stripped our soil of the minerals. And minerals are really necessary to reduce pests and harvests for a healthy harvest of crops. So minerals are important. If you want a healthy crop, you got to have minerals. For instance, plants can't live without boron and magnesium. Now the GM, the genetically modified crops with the pest-resistant chemicals built into them have been shown to be less nutrient-rich than the foods produced in the 1970s. This study done at the University of Texas at Austin's Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry in 1999 reported that after analyzing 43 different vegetables and fruits and compared them to nutrient data from crops that were grown in 1950, they found that they were significant declines in the nutrients. And the current crop is depleted. So specifically, they said the food grown in 1999 compared to the crops, you know, grown in 1950, the 1999 crop had less protein, less calcium, less phosphorus, less iron, less riboflavin, which is your vitamin B2, and less vitamin C. Now, agriculture has focused pretty much on pest resistance, faster growth cycles, and the size or weight of the finished product, and really hasn't focused on the nutritional content. So the study was published in 2004 in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, and the Organic Consumers Association has also reported on other studies that conclude similar findings. Here's a quote from the Nutritional Security Institute. They said an apple a day keeps the doctor away. They said probably not, because the apple of today has lost about 82% of its magnesium and high percentages of other nutrients compared to an apple from 100 years ago. Ooh. All right. And also here is a quote from Sherry Tanhumadaro. She's a PhD at Nutritional Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says, look for bold or brightly hued produce. A richly colored skin will indicate a higher count of healthy phytochemicals or photochemicals. And she says, the darker orange in your carrots will contain more of your beta-carotene, end of quote. So I can't help but think we've got a lot of neglect when it comes to what's going on with our agricultural community. It's really – the agricultural community, I think, has neglected the uptake of nutrients for the sake of rapid growing product and for more variety and higher yields. They've neglected the end product of feeding the nation healthy nutrients for profit. So researcher Donald Davis from the University of Texas said this: there have likely been declines in other nutrients to such like magnesium, zinc, vitamin B6, and vitamin E. He went on to say that these particular nutrients were not studied like the others were in the 1950s, so it's kind of hard to tell how much nutrition we have lost. So, well, if an apple is 50% less nutrition, well, come on. Well, let's look at the scale for a minute, because you know the products by Cushy in the store. All the products that are supposedly in the health food stores, I think they're even in the big box supermarkets, supposedly healthier, whole grain, all that stuff. Well, the Cushy Institute analyzed the nutritional data that was collected in the 1970s. They were looking at vegetable data from 1975 to 1997. Here's what they found. Our calcium in our foods dropped 27%. Our iron nutrient dropped 37%. Vitamin A was down 21% and vitamin C down 30%. Now, in the UK, the British folks over there were studying the nutrition elements in their food, too, and they looked at the data that they had collected from the 1930s to the 1980s, all right, and all this was published in the British Food Journal. So this is what they found regarding their vegetables. And in just a short 50-year period, the calcium went down by 19%, iron went down 22%, and potassium by 14%. Now, the University of Colorado also studied the nutrients in our foods, and they concluded that foods today are 50% nutrient-rich, 50% less nutrient-rich than 100 years ago. So we're at that 50% mark here. And they reported that the nutrient density in foods has really declined around anywhere from 40 to 60%, a little variation, with the average being 50%. So they stated that the food that we're eating is lacking a lot of the vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, phytochemicals, compared to what our great-grandparents ate. And that's why in 1900, our great-grandparents were satisfied eating simply 131 pounds of their homegrown vegetables. But Americans have to eat more to compensate for less nutrition. So they're up to 400 pounds of vegetables and 275 pounds of fruit a year. Three times more. We're having to eat three times more for the body to get satisfied with the nutrition it needs. This is really astonishing. So they report now, Colorado's reporting that the nutrient density in our foods is significantly declined. So they said they analyzed vegetable nutrition comparing 1963 to 1992, and this is what they found. Magnesium was down over 21%, calcium was down almost 30%, iron was down 32%, phosphorus dropped almost 11.5%, potassium dropped 6.5%. So Organic Magazine also reported on the nutrition problem and how it continues to decline in our foods. Looking at, they say, vegetable nutrition from 1963, comparing it to what we had in 2000, this is what they said. Beets decreased by 50% in vitamin C. They decreased by 10% in potassium and 8% in magnesium. Beets. Spinach, they said, dropped 17% in vitamin A, 45% in vitamin C, and 10% in magnesium. Collard greens dropped 41% in vitamin A, 62% in vitamin C, almost 30% in calcium, over 51% in potassium, and dropped 84% in magnesium. Corn dropped almost 30% in vitamin A, over 41% in vitamin C, down 33% in calcium, almost 4% in potassium, and down almost 23% in magnesium. Sweet peppers are down 69% in vitamin C. And apples, 59% less vitamin A. Here is a quote from Lisa Gerber. She's with the Natural Society. She says, organic produce can sometimes look small or even misshapen, but that can indicate that they're really not genetically modified or coated with pesticides. End of quote. Yeah, for sure. Here is a quote from Preston Andrews. He's a PhD with plant researcher with Washington State University. He says the nutrients in most fruits and vegetables start to diminish as soon as they're picked. For optimal nutrition, eat all produce within 1 week of buying or picking, end of quote. Hard to know when stuff was picked when you're at the store, though, you know. Really hard to know that. Farmer's market, you may get an indication. They'll tell you, maybe. So the cells of our human body requires minerals for life and function. So the cells are going to need your vitamins, your enzymes, and minerals. The body has to have that even to make adequate hormones, to make healthy immune systems. to have a healthy blood system and have any kind of healthy biological function. The inadequate levels in the nutrients are creating a shortfall, and the body is reacting negatively. So when we don't get the nutrients, we can develop illnesses such as, but not limited to, things like anemia, bone loss, and blood clots, brain malfunction. So the USDA is recommending those daily allowances of vegetables, 3 to 5 cups worth, or 2 to 4 cups of fruit. Our great-grandparents ate 0.7 cups per day, which indicates how superior the nutrition was in their foods. So when the body gets the nutrition it needs, it's satisfied, and that hunger mechanism is shut off. See? So we're overeating, and we're eating less nutrition. That's what we're doing. So when the body is satisfied, you need less food. When the body has the nutrition, it doesn't need as much volume. And this can explain why we have a problem with obesity and people eating the wrong foods and eating large amounts of what is really nutritionally depleted food. Here is a quote from Eileen Buford. She's a biochemical nutritionalist and a nutritional counselor. She said, there are good reasons to take supplements. The bioavailability of the nutrients in supplements tends to be 100%. So when taking quality supplements, you have a tremendous benefit, end of quote. Yeah, just make sure you get whole food ones, organic ones. Synthetic stuff is petrochemicals. How is that a supplement? It's not. The body reacts to it like it's a drug. Foods and drugs, not quite the same. It's sort of like taking an original document, slapping it on the Xerox machine, and making a copy. The copy has imperfections. That's what a synthetic version of a nutrient is, imperfect. So, you know, your body function demands the right nutrition for certain body functions to happen. And, you know, your immune system needs to have certain nutritional elements. If you want to not age so quickly, same thing. So when we come back from the break, we'll cover some of that and how you can get the right supplements and do your body wonderful things. Well, we'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Hey.
having a good time. Frank is rolling the bumper, and we're first part of the show we talked about telomeres and longevity. In this part of the show, we're talking about the nutrients in our produce and fruits and vegetables compared to our great grandparents is about roughly anywhere between 40% and 60% depleted. Now, right before the break, we were talking about what your body needs. If you want a healthy immune system function, you have to have adequate amounts of whole food vitamin A, E, C, B12, folic acid, and also vitamin B5, your pantothenic acid. Also, if you want healthy tissue and bones, you also need that vitamin A, C, D, and E. Nerve function, all the B vitamins, especially folic acid, and anti-aging. If you don't want to slow down that process, you got to have those antioxidants, beta-carotene, vitamin C and E. And by the way, we're talking about whole food nutrients that are chemically balanced. When you get isolated synthetic ones, it's a guess as to whether they're going to work or not because they're missing other enzymes, buffer alkaloids that the body needs to utilize them. All right, let's troubleshoot because some common health problems that people tend to develop is really coming from a lack of nutrition. Here's some brief ideas that, you know, the body may be trying to tell you something. If you got weak bones and you got a lot of muscle cramps, you're going to need more plant-based, not animal-based calcium. Different ball game when you get plant-based calcium because it has the boron and magnesium already with it. Body can utilize the calcium. Also, if you get a lot of tense muscles and you got a lot of stiff blood vessels, you're going to need some natural magnesium, okay? Also, if you get weak cells, weak nerves, and you got a weak electrical impulse to the heart, you're going to need some natural potassium. And if you get some weak immune systems and accelerated aging going on, we need some natural selenium and a lot of antioxidants. And for weak immune systems and a weak sex drive, you need natural zinc. So getting the right supplements is going to be important because the majority of the supplements you see on the market in the United States are made by a company in Germany. That's right. The company has this recipe book for supplements, and they call it a monograph, which is an already approved recipe for supplements by the FDA. So anybody can private label these supplements. And hundreds of companies do this and then just hire distributors and hopefully make a lot of money. So these products are really – these products that are from this recipe book are a combination of synthetic chemicals, and they typically have very few organic or whole food live nutritional elements in them. So in my opinion, these supplements really will deplete your body further instead of fortifying it because the chemistry is not balanced in it. So what is in your supplement is real important. A lot of people don't realize, you know, those B complex, you open a bottle of those, they stunk. Well, that's because supplement manufacturers found out through science that the bowel, human bowel, manufactures natural vitamin B. So they would take waste from treatment plants and harvest the vitamin B out of it, make a supplement out of it. Today, majority of the companies will take bacteria and ferment the bacteria, again, same kind of concept, and make vitamin B out of it. So what's in your supplement? Consumers can have a hard time distinguishing what is natural and what's synthetic. Synthetic products usually contain filler ingredients, and most products are going to contain various chemicals and preservatives and petrochemicals, and the label will still say natural on it. So if the ingredient lists a bunch of chemicals and it doesn't even mention where the element is derived from, an organic source, then it's pretty much a synthetic. So in other words, if it says vitamin C but it doesn't say where it's from, it's a synthetic vitamin C imported from China. If it says vitamin C from rose hips, well, then that's a real vitamin C. According to the Organic Consumers Association, there is such a thing as vitamin poisoning. Here's a list of what most consumers read on their supplement labels. Most of the common supplement brands are going to include sodium benzoate, BHT to retain freshness. But these things are really detrimental to health, causing a lot of things like cancer, and it can damage the DNA in your body. Also, you'll read a lot of products will use substandard ingredients, and therefore chemicals are added to counter the filth or in germs in them. They'll use cupric sulfate or boric acid, which is known to also cause DNA damage. So when they make these pills that you're going to swallow, they want to make them stick together so they don't crumble apart. So they're going to contain stearic acid. It's also used in your soap. It's also a lubricant, and it's a synthetic ingredient, often containing pesticides. By the way, that you may also see that in wetting drops for dry eyes, so read your labels carefully. Also, masking the flavor of these poor ingredients will you'll get sweeteners. They'll call it melodroxetrin. Okay. Also, no surprise, the filler ingredients are going to be corn, modifying corn starch, which is pretty much a GMO product. Hydrogenated oils will be in there in your commercial supplements. That will negatively affect your heart health, by the way. And another ingredient to make the vitamin pill seem better than it is, it's going to contain potassium chloride, which can contribute to the formation of digestive ulcers and circulatory disease. So over 90% of your vitamin C, as I mentioned, comes from China. It's not a whole food thing. Here is a quote from Dr. Edward Group. He's a natural doctor, naturopath. He says, many synthetic vitamins lack the transporters and cofactors associated with natural occurring nutrition because they have been isolated. So the Organic Consumers Association is emphasizing that isolated vitamins cannot be used or recognized by the body in the same way that a natural version is, end of quote. And you can get more done with a natural version. You don't need megadoses. Remember, the more nutrition that's naturally there, the less the body needs of it. All right, some of the toxic vitamins, according to Organic Consumers Association, there's these list of toxic side effects from synthetic vitamins. Beware. Vitamin A can cause abdominal pain, headache, vomiting, eczema, patchy hair loss, edema, respiratory infections, chronic liver disease. Your synthetic vitamin E, you get a lot of allergic reactions, breathing impairment, fatigue, blurred vision, anticoagulation due to a loss of vitamin K, oxidative stress, hypertension risk. And vitamin K is synthetic. It's called methadone, and it's associated with liver damage. Some reports indicate an association between high intramuscular levels of vitamin K and cancer. So if you're getting synthetic vitamin K and you just get a cancer diagnosis, connect the dots. Vitamin D, even though vitamin D, they say it's really lanolin from sheep's wool. It can cause hyperparathyroidism, lymphoma. So, you know, you get it from sunlight if you can. Let's look at some of your whole food supplements, because I personally, if it's not whole food, I'm not interested. That's what I demand for myself, for my family, for my customers. So customers who accept synthetic supplements may also accept GMO foods, cloned foods, non-animal meats, etc. So with these products, they believe, you know, all the hype, and they're wasting their money and they're risking their health. And you should compare organic whole food supplements with your synthetic ones. You want to compare authentic to an imposter supplement is what I call it, a wannabe vitamin. All right, so whole food supplements, these are usually obtained from concentrated whole food sources. Synthetic supplements, also called isolated nutrients, these are usually made artificially in an industrialized process with petrochemicals. Now, a lot of times now they're mixing the petrochemicals with a few natural ingredients, and consumers are swallowing those now as well as pharmaceutical companies pump them out as fast as they can. So nutraceuticals is the new fab term, but, you know, I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. That's me personally. So you want to look for things that have really high standards. If if it's on your plate and you're going to eat it, think of that in your supplement too. If, you know, you're putting that in your body. So you want the highest standards. The highest standards in organic is TILTH, T-I-L-T-H, organic. And what this means is the soil was allowed to rest for 5 years, and there has been no fertilizers, there's no pesticides or herbicides used, and the soil has been allowed to regain its mineral nutritional sources. So TILF standards means the crop is going to be healthy and it's going to be organic. You want to make sure you get TILF standards. So apothecary herbs, that's what they insist on. All their herbs are TILF standard organic, and there's none of the chemicals that can, you know, really aggravate nervous systems and things and digestive systems and things like that. So if you're looking for whole food, plant-based, organic, TILF standard nutrition in a professional strength formulation, then you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, because that's what they do. That's what they're experts in, immune boosting and organ cleansing and metabolic strengthening. So check them out. You can get a free catalog. You can go on their website at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and you can just put that catalog in your shopping cart and check out for free. They also have free newsletters you might want to tap into, some healthy information you don't want to be without each and every week in your email. It's only delivered by email. And the newsletters have no subscription fee, so they're free. And you can also share them with family and friends. So this is like, you know, detailed information you're not going to usually get. Some of those little healthy magazines you pick up at, you know, the GNC or Target or someplace. This is going to be, you know, the nuts and bolts and the gritty details of what to avoid and what you need, you know. So thepowerherbs.com, check it out. Books and newsletters section has the newsletters if you want to put them in your shopping cart as well. Now, if you don't do the internet, no problem. They have a printed catalog they will send you free of charge in the mail. So you can just call them toll free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless because, say it with me, it puts the power back in your hands. You take control, and nobody knows your health better than you, right? Absolutely. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, and be empowered out there and be well. That's what it's all about. And I'm out of time. So the information presented is not designed to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.